Good morning. So the title of my presentation is the Pacific Innovation Collaborative Dashboard, using a regional health information exchange to monitor patient health in Hawaii and Washington states. So just a quick disclaimer, this project does not use a health information exchange, or HIE, that is defined by the exchange of real-time data, but instead focuses on exchange of historic data taken from health insurance claims, and I'll go into that further during my presentation. And here's a photo of our project members taken during our first face-to-face strategic planning meeting in Hawaii back in 2008. And here is my presenter disclosure. So in response to the statement, the following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months, my response is, I have no relationships to disclose. Okay, so in this presentation, I will first provide you with background information on my organization. And following that, I will then review with you the Pacific Innovation Collaborative, or PIC, project's background, explain the development of the dashboard, share successes and lessons learned, and finally conclude with project next steps. So first, for some background information on my organization. So the Association of Asian Pacific Community Health Organizations, or APCHO, is a nonprofit national association that was established in 1987 with a mission to improve the health status and access of Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and other Pacific Islanders, or AA and Hopis. We are based in Oakland, California, and are governed by a national board of directors. Our board of directors consists of representatives from community-based organizations that have full membership status in our association, and APCHO is primarily supported by federal and foundation grants. Our member associations are located in 7 states and 1 U.S. territory. Most are community health centers in Hawaii, California, Washington, New York, and Massachusetts, and all are located in areas with a high concentration of Asian Americans, many of whom are medically underserved. Lastly, many of our community health center partners are at the forefront in providing community-responsive, financially affordable, and culturally and linguistically appropriate primary health care services. So the Pacific Innovation Collaborative Health Information Technology Project is a Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration funded network of 8 community health centers and 2 health plans in Hawaii and Washington. The intent of the network is to design and develop an electronic infrastructure for community health centers in separate states to exchange patient information based on performance measures important to the network. The overall aim is to utilize electronic medical record systems to reduce health disparities by improving the safety, quality, efficiency, and effectiveness of healthcare delivery. And here is a listing of our Pacific Innovation Collaborative, or PIC, project members. As I had mentioned earlier, this project uses health insurance claims data, so Aloha Care and Community Health Plan of Washington send their patient data to the 2 regional aggregation sites listed here. So that would be Hawaii Patient Accounting Services and PTSO of Washington for the federally qualified health centers listed above. So PTSO of Washington is a healthcare technology services organization delivering shared clinical and patient management systems, technological infrastructure, and support for their member community health centers. So they represent the 5 community health centers in Washington. Now I'd like to share with you some information on one of the key highlights of this project, and that's the Pacific Innovation Collaborative, or PIC, dashboard. So through the Pacific Innovation Collaborative project, APCHO created a data repository, or data warehouse, in which project members were able to share data and provide technical assistance and facilitate shared care management, or team-based care. This data repository helps improve communication between providers and their patients and is believed to improve individual health center performance as well. So the overall objective of this project is to develop and evaluate a data repository system shared by a network of health centers, health plans, PTSO, and APCHO. With improving health-centric performance in mind, project members carefully chose measures to track through a combination of claims, practice management system, and electronic health record data. So from a health-centric perspective, these measures, both clinical and process-based, were selected to have an impact on the timeliness, effectiveness, efficiency, and the safety, risk management, and quality of care provided to patients. So project measures include childhood immunization, diabetes, primary care and emergency room utilization, and maternal care. So tracking these measures would allow project sites to improve on overall health center performance and provision of care. So for instance, capturing data for patients with type 1 or type 2 diabetes whose hemoglobin A1C levels are greater than 9 would allow a health center to better track the progress of these patients over time and tailor its diabetes management strategies to improve its patients' health outcomes. So once collected, process measure data from all sites are sent to regional data repositories in Hawaii and Washington. And APCHO serves the project's central repository, electronically collecting data from the regional databases as shown in this figure. The central repository aggregates clinical information and provides reports for all project sites to view and share. So if you take a closer look at this figure, so you can see at the bottom of the center of the slide, so that's the central data repository. So that's actually based at our APCHO office in Oakland, California. And then the two regional data repositories or data warehouses, so one is located in Hawaii, in Waianae, in Oahu, and the other one is in Seattle, Washington. So on the right-hand side is the Washington region, and then the left-hand side is the Hawaii region. And one of the unique aspects of our project is that we're actually interfacing with multiple EHR vendors. So at this point, we're including data from health centers who use both NextGen and Centricity. And actually, at the start of this project, just to protect PHI, we signed data use agreements between the Hawaii and Washington state repositories. Okay, so the PIC dashboard and online reporting system was developed as a user-friendly interface where project members could access summary reports of patient data for health centers. So the following slides illustrate a sample of how health centers can utilize the data to determine if patient characteristics and geographic location affect their patients. So this is the home page of the Report Manager user interface where individuals can find information about the project. So the PIC dashboard was developed as a model for project health centers to view patient data across multiple health centers. And it also enables users to view trend analysis. So this slide illustrates report manager capabilities. So this is an image, it's a screenshot of one of the two PIC comparative dashboards. So here users can select which reporting periods and health centers they would like to view. And in this screenshot, private user information and CHC or community health center information has been removed. So I'm not sure how well you can see that. So on the first column is the immunization measure. And then right in the center, that's the diabetes measure. And then each of the columns under the diabetes measures, those are the different ranges of the hemoglobin A1C levels. So we have less than or equal to 7, between 7 and 9, and greater than 9. And the last column is no test. And then we also have a measure looking at diabetic patients with a behavioral health diagnosis. So the actual report on the left-hand side would actually see the community health center name. So it's really great. So if you're a community health center in Washington and you want to compare as an executive director or other administrative staff, you want to see how is my health center doing with our diabetes measure compared to a similar health center that's also in my city. So you can do that. But also if you're interested in seeing, how is the state of Washington for our health centers, how is our performance compared to that of the CHCs in Hawaii? So that's actually a really unique aspect of our project. Okay, So the PIC dashboard utilizes Microsoft SQL reporting services, and this slide illustrates a sampling of extracted and exported data into Excel. So this table displays diabetes outcome data at Aptos member health centers. Tables with detailed information can also be presented through bar graphs or pie charts, and all data in the form of tables and graphs or pie charts can be exported as a PDF, a picture image, or through editing programs such as Excel and Word. So the Pacific Innovation Collaborative Project actually recently ended in August. So during the past couple of months, we've been conducting our final evaluation. The following slide summarizes findings from strategic planning meetings held from 2008 to 2011 with project members. And this section will look at the discussions and feedback provided by project sites on the project itself, as well as the PIC user interface and dashboard evaluations. Okay, so as a result of the face-to-face meetings, participants were provided with a forum in which to discuss and share their different perspectives. And in addition, attendees were able to engage in the exchange of evidence-based practices and health information technology, or HIT, resources. Meeting participants were also asked to provide feedback on the project and PIC user interface evaluations. So to summarize the major points of discussion, an analysis of meeting notes and evaluation reports was conducted at the end of each project year, and recurring themes and issues regarding the nature and future of PIC were identified through the analysis. And here is a list of recurring themes and issues regarding the nature and future of PIC, which arose from our discussions during our annual meetings and evaluations. So for example, the issue of funding to sustain the project in the long term was really a common concern amongst members. Okay. So one of the main themes that arose during member discussions was the topic of data utilization. So first, a commonly cited component of the PIC project was the comparative analysis feature that allows PIC network members to juxtapose patient data from their health center with other health centers using the online dashboard. Secondly, the comparative dashboard could not be made possible without building a sound framework that supports intricate data needs. Third, usability of the PIC report manager and system also garnered much attention as a focus area because of its potential to present data that justifies the need for additional funding to support these services, as well as the need for community health center staffing. Lastly, during the 4 years of the project, one of the issues that was identified was the need for more analytical tools to know how to navigate the data repository and use the online reports. So during the duration of the project, we held multiple trainings with staff and also created online video tutorials. So overall, project members suggested that the ability to capture, compare, and utilize data across health centers was a useful mechanism for quality improvement. One of the main goals of the PIC project is to improve the safety, quality, efficiency, and effectiveness of healthcare delivery. So another theme was quality improvement. First, the concept of sharing best practices was a desirable outcome for this project. By sharing best practices, health centers can be better equipped with a range of methods to achieve quality improvement goals. Also, federally qualified health centers are known to be resource challenged and at times struggle to meet basic needs such as IT support and adequate funding. One solution has been for health centers to participate in state and federal incentive programs that award health centers or their physicians for reporting quality improvement data. Third, a motivational force driving members to continue with PIC is the opportunity to build relationships between community health centers and health plans and share best practices. So communication and collaboration have proven invaluable to the success of this project. So all of these themes were identified as strategies to improve patient health. Okay. Another theme was leadership and support. The successful completion of PIC was made possible through the teamwork and contributions of individuals from APCHO and the various health centers and health plans. The execution of this project in its entirety was attributed to the collaborative effort of multiple stakeholders, and the individual support, especially the IT staff at the participating health centers, played a significant role in directing the project at the respective locations. And lastly, another vehicular force behind the completion of the basic infrastructure is a network and relationships that materialize between project sites over the years. Okay, so finally, a frequently stated concern of the PIC projects was a lack of resources. So the lack of sustained resources, including time, funding, or staffing at health centers is a barrier. And this is a major point of discussion for many project participants, because the general idea of integrating health information technology into health centers is fairly new to some member centers and not others. And also, building the infrastructure and adapting to electronic medical and health records takes much time, expertise, funding, and support. So going forward, PIC will continue to build its health IT infrastructure and looks forward to integrating HIT practices into health centers' daily workflow practices. And repository and dashboards serve as cornerstones to collect and access data across health centers and has been utilized at Aptos member health centers to share best practices and electronic infrastructure. So as such, three coinciding projects have actually come into fruition. So these include the Pay for Performance project, or P4P project, the Pacific Innovation Collaborative Enabling Services PICES project, and lastly, the partnership in Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander Comparative Effectiveness Community Health Applied Research Network, or PACE-CHARN project. Okay. So as part of our strategic plan for the upcoming years, APCHO has established HIT as a priority area with three main objectives as follows. So first of all, we hope to engage at least 70% of our members with EMR to build expertise in meaningful use. Secondly, we hope to expand APCHO's enabling services data collection to at least 75% of APCHO member community health centers by 2014. So enabling services are non-clinical services such as case management, translation, and transportation. And lastly, we hope to develop and implement a plan to engage at least 25% of our member health centers to build expertise in patient-centered outcomes research, or PCOR. Okay, so overall, within the next 3 to 4 years, APCHO hopes to engage our member health centers in our HIT projects. The Pacific Innovation Collaborative project would serve as a basic model for future projects with our members not already engaged in HIT activities, particularly with the dashboard and report manager. And here is a listing of APCHO staff involved with our HIT strategic plan efforts, as I just mentioned. So to conclude, community health centers are making large strides towards complete integration of health information technology. And with the enactment of the Recovery Act and aid from federal agencies, such as the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, health centers can continue to integrate HIT into their day-to-day practice. So APCHO's PIC project is a response to that assessment and consideration and promotes the improvement of services, knowledge, communication, quality, efficiency, and outcomes at health centers. And with the aim of integrating more health centers outside of the APCHO sphere of influence, we are able to promote a more systematic method for using health information technology at community health centers. Okay, so this project would not have been possible without the generous support of the Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration, and the help of our community partners in Hawaii and Washington. So if you would like more information, feel free to contact me. My email is hlaw@apcho.org. And also, if you would like more information on any of APCHO's HIT-related projects, I have numerous fact sheets up here for you to take. And thank you very much for your time. Questions?
Back. I have a question about your informatics.
Okay.
You guys have done great work. So mm-hmm. I'm just interested in what resources you leverage.
Okay. So as I mentioned during my presentation, so we're currently working with 8 community health centers and 2 health plans. So actually every week we have what we call technical team meetings which are led by our Chief Information Officer, who is really, we call him our IT guru. He has about 20 years of experience actually working with community health centers and their data needs. So he's basically the programmer who's actually doing all the reporting in SQL Server. Yeah, he's actually just in the, So he's actually programming all of that. And so during the past couple of years, because he's really busy working on so many other projects, and a lot of our health centers are still transitioning from paper-based records to the EMRs. Over the past couple of years, he's hired additional software engineers and database programmers to really help actually build the reports. And with additional grants, we've had funding to actually support those positions, which is really great. So at each of the, so we have the CIO, and then at each of our community health centers, we work with their staff. So one of the, great benefits of this project is, at least for the technical staff involved, because their levels of knowledge and expertise are really varied. Because, and I think one of the other challenges is that as a project manager, I don't know that much about IT. And, you know, when we wrote the grant, we didn't know that, oh, we need a software engineer to do this, but we may need, you know, EMR specialists to do this type of work. So one of the benefits is that they really get the chance to share knowledge and learn from each other. Did that answer your question? Yeah. Okay. Great. Yes. Yeah.
So it was a great presentation. Thank you. I know some people at Seattle King County Health Department who are big in syndromic surveillance. I was wondering if you have collaborations with public health agency at the county level or even at the CDC who are interested in these community health center data for surveillance.
So at this point, so I'm not sure if you're familiar with PTSO of Washington, but basically they're the organization who provides all the EMR expertise. So they help community health centers in Washington actually get up and use EMR. So they're basically the data repository for them. And I do know that their executive director has had a lot of outreach efforts to the Primary Care Association, Department of Health. So he has a lot of other projects going on in Washington. And if you want, I can give you his information if you'd like. Yeah, but at least for Hawaii, we're currently in discussions with their regional extension center. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with you know, all this meaningful use in PHMH. Yeah, so we're trying to figure out how our project can actually help our health centers meet meaningful use criteria. So we're partnering with different agencies, so primary care associations, the Department of Health, regional extension centers. So, I think you had a question?
I did. I think you came out like to answering that. Thank you for your presentation. I guess I was struck by your description of one of the challenges of being building relationships. And as you were talking about Hawaii, you were talking about relationships you did have. And I know you'll receive a Beacon grant.
Yeah.
And I wondered how that is, you know, that's a very large grant, but with an even just an enormous responsibility. I just wonder if you talked a little bit about it. Can you talk a little bit more about how meaningful use the collective actions of other health systems to expand that is related to your project?
Okay. So this PIG project is really focused on building the infrastructure. So so that started back in 2008, and then since then we received you know, all these numerous grants to basically build on that infrastructure. So over time we've been, you know, incorporating more partners, putting more clinical measures into our system. So when it first started, we just had de-identified patient information for the health centers, and then with different projects, we started building pop-up alerts, decision tools on the EMRs at each of our CHCs, and all of these other types of features that were just also using the PIC infrastructure. So as I had mentioned, so part of APCHO's strategic plan is to basically get, because so eventually we actually want to get all of our 21 health centers' data into our data warehouse. And then, of course, you know, we have to write and receive grants to be able to do that. And so the Beacon grant, that's actually one of the funding sources for our partners in the state of Hawaii for Big Clinic. So yeah, we're actually hoping that they can also add that, add the data from that project to our dashboard as well. So I think that's time. Yeah, and this is one quick question.
Are you required to send data or reports back to HRSA? So HRSA funded this work, right? Do they want anything in return as far as the data goes?
So it's actually really interesting because so I do send them their data, send them our data, but the reason why they ask for that is to see if your system has the capability to collect it. They're not actually too much interested in the actual numbers, which is kind of weird, but they just want to make sure that you have the infrastructure and you can collect it, and it works. So thank you.